Today's Masechet Brachot Daf Yerushalmi is Daf Chaf Hei, and we are holding at the Halakha Mishnah in Halakha Gemal Mishnah Nashim Vavadim Uktanim Peturim Mikriyat Shema. So since Kriyat Shema is Mitzvat Aseh Shasman Gorma, we know that in general the din is that Nashim are Potter, and Tefillin is also a Mitzvat Aseh Shasman Gorma, assuming that Shabbos and Laila is not the Zman Tefillin. And the Ketanim, we are going to see what the Chiddush is in Ketanim, since the Potter from all mitzvot, and Avadim have all of the mitzvot that Nashim have. So they're Potter min Hashma, but also Potter min HaTefillin, for the same reason. And they're Chayavin b'Tefillah, because the Tefillah does not have, that is a Rachmehu, and the Mele were Takona, attacking it in overall. And this is the question, whether even though it's considered a Zman Gorma, or whether, as the Rambam learns, the Yikar Mitzvah Tefillah has no connection to Zman, and Memela, they have to say some Tefillah in the course of the day. The Rambam holds that it's only a woman has to, at one point or another, she has a Mitzvah to Daven, which is not Shazman Gorma. However, most Rishonim argue, and they say that she's mechuyevet even in the Zmanim, at least Shacharis and Mincha, and they included women because of the fact that it's Rachamininu. Nashiminayin. So how do we know that women are Peturis? Even though we have a normal din, that there's a Mitzvah Zashay Zman Gorma. So, however, as we saw, the Gemara holds that since it's possible that this is the Iker Kabbalah's Yichud Hashem and Malchus Shamayim, so that it's difficult to believe that she would be Ptura, and by Tefillin as well, since it's connected to Mezuzah, and therefore I would have thought that there's a Hekesh, whoever has to have Mezuzah has to have Tefillin. So really, we want to know a specific basis for Ptura of women. So it says, V'libatem osam es b'nechem, and that means you're supposed to teach b'nechem v'lo et b'notechem. And if that's the case, then, as we saw before, that means that mitzvah p'turais, nashmar p'turais, from limud Torah, and therefore they don't have to be chayev in kriyat shema as well, because the two are compared in v'limbadetam notam et b'nechem, which continues out to say, v'shol b'chav k'mecha, so v'meila, if you're potter from limud, you're potter b'shol b'chav k'mecha as well. How about avadim? Shenamar shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, and that Hashem Echad is a reference to the complete Malchus Shamayim, and therefore it's She'ilu Adon Ela Kadosh Baruch Hu, but Yatza Eved She'ishlo Adon Acher. When someone is an Eved, then by definition he's not Shayach directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and because of that he can't be included in the Chiyav of Kriyat Shema. Once that's true, so now we have the Hekesh Shema Tefillin, and because of that they would be Potter from both. How about Ketanim? How do we know that there's not even an Inyan? Some learn that, I mean, obviously Ketanim, either the Chayav Mitam Chinuch or they're too young. So how do we know that even if they're, we say that they have to be ready to be Shomer Gufam Betara, and if they can't properly keep their body clean and so on, that they shouldn't wear it. But I might have thought that maybe there's an Inyan that, you know, every once in a while put on just to be mechanech them for a few minutes. And since it says, Leman tiyeh Torat Hashem beficha, so that means b'shashu tadirba, only somebody who would always be able to be involved in that mitzvah. And since he won't be involved in it by definition, because the whole limud over here to be allowing you to be mechanech the curtain would be only for a little bit of time that he would be able to be shown by his gufos, there's no chiev at all. Okay, then we said that there's also a tour of tefillin, but there's also a chiev in tefillah, mezuzah, and birkas hamazon. Why is that true? So there are chiev in tefillah, kedei shekol echad v'yachad b'lakish rachamim al atzmei. A person has to be basic barachamim to be to be brachem on mezuzah, because it says uchtaftam al mezuzot betecha uvisharecha, and then it says manibuyamecha. Obviously, women are included in ribuyami. The only reason that we need this, of course, is because since we saw that the mitzvah of mezuzah comes together with the hekesh of limatim, so mamela we need leman yirbuyamecha to tell me that anybody who is in need of ribuyamim is also in need of the chiyuv of mezuzah. And birchat hamazon, because this ve'chalt v'savata v'virachta et Hashem alokecha. So therefore, even though we find by the mun where it says ve'achaltam is in terms specifically about boker u'be'erev, but it means this pasuk comes now to tell me that anybody who requires the achila v'sviya is by definition chayev, even if it's any time at all, and therefore it's not a bit specific to say shazman gorma. Taman taninas and kedushin, where we were discussing the general chiyuvim on males and females. Over there it says that kol mitzvah taseh shazman gorma anashim chayavim anashim pturot v'chol mitzvah taseh shalo azman gorma echad anashim v'echad nashim chayavim. So the general rule is a time-oriented mitzvah is something that women are part of from, and anything that time is not involved with, the chiyav of anashim and nashim is the same. Ezeu mitzvah taseh shazman gorma. So what do you mean by mitzvah taseh where time is the catalyst of the mitzvah? Well, for instance, we have a sukkah, lulav, shofar, tefillin, and of course, again, when we're saying tefillin, it's in terms of those who hold that Laila is lav zman tefillin, or Shabbos is lav zman tefillin. Ve'ezohi mitzvah atzei she'ein hazman gorma, gon aveda, sechiv, to give back an aveda, shiluach hakein, or building a market, or tzitzit. Rabbi Shimon, poteret anashim mi mitzvah tzitzit, whereas Rabbi Shimon says that even though tzitzit, you're saying, the dashim rachayavodan, he's saying no, they're peturosan, because it is a mitzvah tzitzit. That hazman gorma. Why is that? Sharik sur laila patur min atzitzit. Because begadim that are worn specifically at night are considered to be things that are not chayav. So even though lemaisa, if it is a beged that you wear, beged of a yom, you would be chayav even at night. He's calling it a mitzvah hazman gorma, because it's the normal time of it, is the time that you would normally wear the begadim. Therefore, if it were a chiyuv mitzvah taseh shazman gorma, the women would be peturas. And why does the Tanna Kamma hold that the mitzvah tzitzis is not a mitzvah taseh shazman gorma? Amar Rabbi Loya, Ta'abon de Rabbanan, the reason the Tanna Kamma holds that the woman is chayevet is because she came. Im hayetam yuchedet lo liyom ula layla, chayevet betzitzit. If it's something could be worn in the daytime and the nighttime, will be chayevet betzitzit, even if it was worn at night. So how's the track to say? That's the mitzvah to say. Shazaran Gurman. So now before we begin the next sugya, we need to just review one important nekuda. That is that normally we said if somebody is not chayev bedavar, so then he can't be motzi someone else, that thing. If, however, he's really chayev, except that he already completed his chayev, let's say the person himself already said avdola, can he be motzi someone else who needs to say avdola? So then we have a special thing. It's not the pshat that he's not considered to be chayev. He's chayev. Except the only way that he can be considered chayev at this particular point is because of the din of arvus. Since we say kol yisrael arevim zeh lezeh, so therefore, as long as somebody still has that chayev, so in that sense, I too have a chayev. So even if I was already yaitzeh, I can go ahead, and in terms of the din of arvus, I can now be motzi somebody else. The thing is, though, that when it comes to birchas hamazon, things are not so simple. And this is the bright ton. Kol mitzvot she'adam patur. So any mitzvah that a person, doesn't mean he's patur, means he's already yotze yeskiyev, adam motzi et rabbi midei chovato, he can afa pikein, he can be motzi anyone out there, derechiyev, if they need him, except for birkat hamazon. Whereas kol she'no chayav b'davar, wherever there's no chiyev b'klal, and he's not even initially chayev, forget about whether it was yotze. So then, in motzi et harabim yedei chovatan, in such a case, there's nothing that he can do to be motzi. So in other words, let's say, a katan who's not chayiv in the mitzvah at all, so if he would do tkiyah shofar for you, you wouldn't be able to be yotzi. But ha'imaya chaya, simple mashmaut is that if he was at least to the overall chiyav is already chal on him, so then he has that chiyav, he has that obligation to this mitzvah. Then even if it was yotze, he could be motze. That's clear. So why isn't that true of Birchas HaMazon? What makes Birchas HaMazon different than anything else? So if we were talking about Birchas HaNedim, that's where over there, there's not such thing as a chiyuv. Over there, if you eat, you want to eat, then you have to say that bracha. Over there, you can't call me chayev for the other person's eating that he should say a bracha. It's entirely the other person's choice. But when it comes to Birchas HaMazon, once you already ate, I mean, that's a completely different thing. There, it's an absolute chiyuv. If it's an absolute chiyuv, arvus is enough to be machayev me, I would think. Amar Rabbi Elia, Rabbi Elia says, it's because Birchas HaMazon is unique. Shani Birchas HaMazon, why is that? Because since it says, V'achalta v'savato v'erachta et Hashem Elokecha, it's telling you a specific zirat ha-katuv, Misha achal v'yivorech. So it's making the ability to be mevorech dependent specifically on the act of achila. And therefore, it's impossible. It becomes the equivalent of a mitzvah shebegufa. And there's no possible way, I can't put on tefillin for somebody else. So in the same way, I cannot be mevorech for somebody else because Birkat HaMazon relates directly to the achila. Not simply as a disattached, separate mitzvah. So Bishlama, if I did eat, and I'm saying the Birkat HaMazon for my eating, so then that Birkat HaMazon can be motzi somebody else for someone else who did eat, because then it's the same type of mitzvah. Mashenkin, if I didn't eat, or I ate, and I was already motzi my own chiyuv, so then there's no way for me to take the chiyav of arvus, which doesn't take the place of mishachal yivarech, in order to be motzi someone else his chiyav. Now there's a big machlokas rishonim over here about what the din is in a case where the person is not able to be mekayem the mitzvah at all. So he doesn't know how to say Birchas HaMazon. So over there, according to the Rambam, makes absolutely no difference. This is an actual din in the chevtza of Birkat HaMazon. However, there are many who hold, and paskin, that if the person is not shayach to be mekayim the mitzvah, so then arvus does kick in, because it's impossible, it's an onus in the misha achal yivorech. Now, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi have a mitivin, so they were asking, what would you think? I mean, isn't it reasonable that lebistavra, b'kiriyat shema, shikolech v'echot b'shanim b'piv? I mean, look, it's just as reasonable that a person is supposed to be mishanin kriyat shema. It's not the meaning of shinantam. Shinantam means that it should be clear in your own mouth. So then you say exactly the same thing. If somebody else is talking, it's all very nice to say if it was just a mitzvah to say words, fine. I can be yotze by hearing the words. But if you're telling me that it's specifically the words are meant to become mishunanin b'ficha, how does somebody else is saying something mekayim the idea of vishinantam to me? And furthermore, isn't it mistavra that tefillah? We said tefillah is rachamim. We said that that's a reason for the takana lagabe women. So isn't it reasonable sheikol echad v'yachad mevakish rachamim al atzmai? I mean, does it make sense for someone to be mevakish rachamim in your stead? I mean, so we should therefore say exactly the same thing, that when it comes to kriyat shema, you can't listen to someone else's kriyat shema to be yotze. When it comes to be mispalo, you can't listen to somebody else's tefillah to be mispalo. I mean, here as well, there's a big machlokas as to whether this is meant in a case where you were already yotze your chiyuv particularly, so that you can't do it since you yourself are not the one who is actually being mevakish rachamim for yourself. But lamaisa, if you were mevakish rachamim for yourself, so then in a chinami, that bakash is rachamim, because you might say someone else. There's also a machlokas about whether if a person is not shaykh to be mekayem the mitzvah of amoret, whether it's possible to be motzim, as we said before. Now, another thing that Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi were discussing about is ma ben sukkah ben lulav. Why is it when it comes to a sukkah, the sukkah ain't into una brocha, ela liyot of harishon bavan. We only say a brocha on the sukkah on the first day of sukkah. So it's the first time that you use it. You're not mesiyadas, so that you do not have to say another bracha on your sukkah. And when it comes to a lulav, you do have to say a bracha on your lulav every single day. Why is that? Rabbi Yosi Rabacha Avayat V'Namri, Ma Ben Sukkah U'ma Ben Lulav. Sukkah is Nagas B'Leilot U'V'Yami. So Mimela, whatever it is that it was going on when you went out, but still, it's all one long bracha. But a lulav is in a Nagala B'Yom. So therefore, each day is going to be a different mitzvah, because it is not contiguous with the following day at all. Hetiv Rabbi Yaakov Duruma. So Yaakov, who came from the Daron, asked, does it not a retamater noig b'leilas kibayom? Does not say that the chiyuv to be learning Torah, which is, as everybody knows, yomam v'layla, and the halacha is that you're supposed to say a new bracha for Birchas HaTorah every day? What? Makedon, what does that have to do with anything? Sukkah efshar lo shalom yibatel. It's possible never to be mafsik being mekayim in the mitzvah of sukkah. Why? Because even if you go to sleep, that's part of the mitzvah of sukkah of the teshu ke'en tadur. But Talmud Torah, it's impossible not to be mevatel. Because there's certainly no way to say that when the person is fast asleep, he's also being mekayim Talmud Torah. It's because of that. You have to say the bracha every single day. Done. Even though we were talking about cases where a person could be motzi someone else a mitzvah, we were taught that isha mevarech v'bala, an eved is mevarech v'arabo, and a katan can be mevarech v'aviv. But wait, what? Did I catch that right? Okay, no, Ravacha b'shem Rebezber ben Roy. Didn't Ravacha say that kosher brubek katan kedei lechancho? The only thing that we were talking about in terms of the chiyuv of katan is for the chinuch l'mitzvahs. Isn't that true? So how in the world, if it's only a chiyuv of chinuch, how can he possibly be motzi someone if he's not even chayev in the yikra chiyuv? It says the Gemara tiftor ba'ona achrayhem amen. It's talking about where you can be motzi is where the one who hears the bracha of the katan says amen after them. And if he does that, so then it's kitatani, right? Tama? It's like we learned in sukkah. Misha ya eved o isha o katan makrinoto. So where you have somebody that's an eved or katan or someone else that's potter an isha, so then what you do is, there it's talking about halal. So then, one achrayam ma'in amrim, but ha'ela me'ira. He should not just say amen. He should repeat word for word after them. So he doesn't know how to do it, but they can teach him, and then he can be yotze. But ha'ela me'ira, he should be cursed for coming to such a state.
So it says in the Braita, Aval amru, isha mevarechet levala, ve'eved mevarech rabo, ve'katan la'achim, that it is actually for sure that an isha can say birkat abazon in order to be motzi her husband. An eved who has the same chiyuv as an isha can be mevarech rabo, and a katan can be mevarech for his father. So forget about the question we're going to ask in a moment, that lechori is not chayev at all. What about what we just learned before, where we said that if he was already yotze, that when it comes to Birkat HaMazon, you can't do this because of the din of harvest? So that we could say that we're talking about over here a case where the woman was indeed being mevorah for herself as well, we said before. But before we can even say the rest of the Braita, the Gemara jumps up and says, what? This is impossible. Lo kinam ravacha b'shem Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Noroi, that all that chiyuvim on a katan, even though they say he's chayev, it doesn't mean literally he's chayev. When we say that a katan has a chiyuv to do something, it's entirely in terms of chinuch. So how in the world could somebody who's doing something as chinuch possibly be motzi someone if he himself doesn't have a real chiyuv? And says the Gemara, well, what we can learn is that tiftor ba'una acharein amin. You can explain that the bright is referring to a case where the person who heard it says, I mean, a real question over here specifically in terms of the katan. But nonetheless, we use the lashon acharei. So since he said it himself, so it's as if He himself said, because over there, it's not that I'm saying, okay, he was motzi me, I heard it. Saying amen is an actual maisa of saying it. So therefore, it's as if I myself said it. And not everybody has this girsa. And they say, but ona achareim, and ona achareim amen. Because amen itself, they don't know that he is considered to be actually saying it. But when it says ona achareim, it means that the cotton says it, and they say the words, as he says each word. And then they must be talking about the case where the cotton simply tells him the word to say, but he says it, because if the person is saying it when you say amen, it's still not going to turn into an actual maisa of your own maisa of saying it. Now, the maisa in the Bavli, we say that it's possible to learn that it's talking about where you, let's say the person who's chayev is also only chayev derabbanan. So let's say that he didn't eat a full shear of svia. He ate a chumra of kizayis, where we say we're machayev ourselves on kizayis. So over there, it would be enough to be mozi. So apparently, Bala Haredim says that it might be that the Yerushalmi holds that if you're goris the amen, that it's an actual din in a maisa of dibur, and that would be the chiddush. Therefore, Yerushalmi wanted to say that, and it could be that the Yerushalmi doesn't say that he was chayav rabbanan, because there, the fact that he has a personal chiyav is not the same as the katan who has no personal chiyav at all. He's just doing it because the person needs to be mechanech him. In which case, there's no comparison in a katan who does something because of a chinuch and someone else who does something where he's chayav min rabbanan. And even there, the Yerushalmi holds, he wouldn't be able to be motzi him. This is Gada Tanina Taman. This is the same as we learned in Sukkah. So it seems clear from here that if somebody, there it's talking about halal. So if normally the din is in halal, and many of the things, you don't have to say yourself. You listen to the person who's being makri the halal, and there's no chiyuv to say it. But in a case where the person who's saying it is not himself chayuv, so then you'd have to say afterwards, word for word, what they were saying. However, tehelo me'ira, a person should be cursed for putting himself into such a matzah by making, as a bizoyin, to the mitzvah, somebody who himself is in chayiv and making him the makom. Aval amru, now getting back to the brayta, we interrupted the brayta to say, what? How is that possible? But getting back to the brayta, aval amru, davo me'ira, levet esrim, shesher levet eser. A curse should come on somebody who's a 20-year-old who needs a 10-year-old to say Birchas Hamazon for him. What a bizoyin. Ezo mitzvah tasei shazman gurma kod suka ulev shofar tefillin. Ezo mitzvah tasei shazman gurma kod avida shiluach hakein ma'akev tzitzit. Rabbi Shimon poter et anashim yitzvah tzitzit because he holds it is a mitzvah tasei shazman gurma shereksut alayla is part of that tzitzit. Omer Rabbi Elia Tam and the Rabbanan shekemi baita miyuchedet ol yoga alayla shechayevet betzitzit. Tony. But this is different because Shadi Birkat Hamazon Tichtiva V'Yachad V'Savata V'Rachat Hashem Elokecha Dafka Mishacha U'Yivarech. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Bazi, Avi Mentiva Namu. Isn't it more mistavra that by Kriyat Shema she kolechad v'yechad b'shanein b'piv? And isn't it mistavra that b'tfila she kolechad v'yechad v'akish rachli ma'atzmo? Ma'bin sukkah, ma'bin lulav. That the sukkah in a tut nebracha elalel yotav rishu bilvad. And lulav is don't bracha kol shiva. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbacha, Yativ and Abrin, ma'bin sukkah, ma'bin lulav. It's very simple. The sukkah is noyaget belaylo ubiyamim. Whereas the lulav is in a noyaget lubiyam. Hativ, Rabbi Yaakov, Durumaya, Are Talmud Torah, which is noyag belaylo ubiyamim. Oh, please, my kid. Sukkah, if Shalom Levatel, Talmud Torah, if Shalom Levatel, and if he falls asleep, so that's it. Tony, Avalambru, Shem and Vakarat, the Bala Vevin, the Varakal Rabo, the Cotton Law of it. Wait a minute. Okay, I'm a Rabak, Shem, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Nuroi, that the cotton is only Chai, of course, Shem, but cotton is Kadela Chantcha. Okay, fine. The part about the cotton, we'll have to say, Bone Acharehem, or some have Yosebon Acharehem Amen, even though the Hemshek is certainly Mashman, so on Acharehem Mamesh. And Kotatanina Taman, Misha, Ya Evido, Isha Katan, Makrinoto, One Acharehem, Ma Shehina Umrim, and that means Mamesh, word for word. Telo Meira. Getting back to our right, huh? So even though Bebent Amru, Avalabrut, Avo Meira, Levetisrim Shetarich Leven Eser. So it says in the Braita, Aval Amru, Isha Mevarechet Levala, Be'evid Mevarech Rabo, Ve'katan La'achim, that it is actually for sure that an Isha can say Birkat HaMazon in order to be Motzi, her husband, an Eved, who has the same Chiyav as an Isha, can be Mevarech Rabo, and a Katan can be Mevarech for his father. So forget about the question we're going to ask in a moment, that Lechor is not Chayav at all. What about what we just learned before, where we said that if he was already Yotze, when it comes to Birkat HaMazon, you can't do this because of the din of Arvus? So that we could say that we're talking about over here a case where the woman was indeed being Mavora for herself as well, we said before. But before we can even say the rest of the Braita, the Gemara jumps up and says, what? Is that impossible? Lo kin amar Rav Acha b'shem Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Noroi, that all that Chiyuvim on a Katan, even though they say he's Chayev, it doesn't mean literally he's Chayev. When we say that a Katan has a Chiyuv to do something, it's entirely in terms of Chinuch. So how in the world could somebody who's doing something as Chinuch possibly be Motzi someone if he himself doesn't have a real Chiyuv? And says the Gemara, well, what we can learn is that Tiftor Ba'una Acharein Amin. You can explain that the Bright is referring to a case where the person who heard it says, I mean, a real question over here specifically in terms of the cotton. But nonetheless, we use Lashon Acharehem. So since he said it himself, so it's as if he himself said it. He himself said it because over there, it's not that I'm saying, okay, he was motzi me, I heard it. Saying Amen is an actual maisa of saying it. So therefore, it's as if I myself said it. And not everybody has this girsa. And they say, but ona acharehem, and ona acharehem Amen. Because Amen itself, they don't know that he is considered to be actually saying it. But when it says ona acharehem, it means that the cotton says it, and they say the words, as he says each word, and then they must be talking about the case where the cotton simply tells him the word to say, but he says it, because if the person is saying it when you say Amen, it's still not going to turn into an actual maisa of your own maisa of saying it. Now, the maisa in the Bavli, we say that it's possible to learn that it's talking about where you, let's say the person who's chayev is also only chayev derabbanan. So let's say that he didn't eat a full shear of Sviya. He ate a chumra of Kezias, where we say we're machayev ourselves on Kezias. So over there, it would be enough to be Moses. So apparently, Bala Haredim says that it might be that the Yerushalmi holds that if you're Goris the Amen, that it's an actual din in a Maisa of Dibur, and that would be the Chiddush, therefore Yerushalmi wanted to say that. And it could be that Yerushalmi doesn't say that he was Chayad Rabbanan, because there, the fact that he has a personal Chiyav is not the same as the Katan, who has no personal Chiyav at all. He's just doing it because the person needs to be Mechanech him, in which case there's no comparison in a Katan who does something because of a Chinuch and someone else who does something where he's Chayav Min Rabbanan. And even there, the Yerushalmi holds he wouldn't be able to be Motzi him. This is Gada Tanina Taman. This is the same as we learned in Sukkah. That Mishaya Eved or Isha or Katan Makrinoto or Neachrian Mashinobrim. So it seems clear from here that if somebody, there it's talking about Halal. So if normally the din is in halal, and many of the things, you don't have to say yourself. You listen to the person who's being mocking the halal, and there's no chiyuv to say it. But in a case where the person who's saying it is not himself chayiv, so then you'd have to say afterwards, word for word, what they were saying. However, tehelo me'ira, a person should be cursed for putting himself into such a matzav by making, as a bizoyin to the mitzvah, somebody who himself is in chayiv and making him the mocker. Aval amru, and now getting back to the brayta, we interrupted the brayta to say, what? How is that possible? But getting back to the brayta, aval amru, tavo me'ira, levet esrim, shachar levet esrim. A curse should come on somebody as a 20-year-old who needs a 10-year-old to say Birchas Hamazon for him. What a bizoyin. Dashim v'avadim uktanim paturim b'kriyat shmo ben ha-tfilin v'chayavim b'tfilah v'mezuzah u'v'birchat hamazon. No, she be nayin when the matter boy summons Benechem, the Lord Benotechem, Avadim be nayin. She name are Sheba Israel, Shablakidwa, Shabachad, and she in Adon, Elakadishborg, Yotsev, and she shall don't acher, Ketali be nayin. The man in theatres Hashem beficha, Bishashu Tadir befiba. And I've got Gate Katsley word, Hayam betfila. That's Washington's Rachame. Ezo mitzvah tasei shazman gurma k'od suka lulav shofar tefillin. Ezo mitzvah tasei shazman gurma k'von avidah shiluach hakein ma'akeh v'tzitzit. Rabbi Shimon poter et anashim yitzvot tzitzit because he holds it is a mitzvah tasei shazman gurma shereksut alayla is part of mina tzitzit. Omer Rabbi Laya Tamlin the Rabbanan shekemi b'ayta miyuchedet ol yob el alayla shechayevet b'tzitzit. Tony. Kol mitzvot shadam patur, adam matziat rabim yidei chovatan, chutz mibirkat hamazon. Vaad atanin yukol shilu chayab adavar eno motzi et rabim yidei chovatan. Mash bahayim haya chayab afilu yimiyatza motzi. Omre blaya, but this is different. Because shadi yibirkat hamazon, tichtiva v'yachalta v'savata v'rachat Hashem alokecha, dafka mishacha hu yivarech. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Rabbazi, Ava Mentivan Amru, isn't it more mistavra that by Kriyat Shema, she kolechot v'yechot b'shanein b'pim, and isn't it mistavra that b'tfila, she kolechot v'yechot v'akishrach v'ma'atzmo? Ma bein sukkah, ma bein lulav, that the sukkah in it to nebrocha elel yotav v'risha b'vad, and lulav is don't brocha kol shiva. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbach, Ava Yativan Amru, ma bein sukkah, ma bein lulav. It's very simple. The sukkah is noyeget b'lai lo'ubiyamim. Whereas the lulav is in an ayakel b'yom. Hey, the vrivyoko v'durumaya are Talmud Torah, which is knowing b'lelot k'v'yamim. Oh, please, my kid. Sukkah, if shalom livatel, Talmud Torah, if shalom shalom livatel, and if he falls asleep, so that's it. Tony. Wait a minute. Okay, I'm a rabbi. B'shem Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Nuroi. That the cotton is only chayiv kosher when the cotton is k'day lechantcha. Okay, fine. The part about the cotton, we'll have to say bo'ne achareihem, or some have years of bo'ne achareihem. Amen. Even though the hemshech is certainly mashmash, so bo'ne achareihem mamash. And kada tanina tamai mishaya evido isha katan makrinato bo'ne achareihem ma shehina umrim, and that means mamash word for word. V'taylo meira. Getting back to our right, huh? So even though be'emet amru avol. Brut avo meira, levet 20 shetzerich levet 10.